We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Go out to Sarah in Oceanside. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, John. How are you?
You know what? I'm very well. I was just thinking, I was at Rookie's recently in Oceanside. I had a great grilled chicken salad there. You ever been there?
I have. It's super good.
Right? One of those places, Tammy, where you don't know what time of day it is when you go inside.
Yeah.
It could be pitch black. It could be bright sunshine when you walk out.
Kind of like Vegas.
Right. Good food, though. Good place to watch a game during March Madness. Sarah, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of here.
Tammy, if you could please go.
All right. Good luck.
All right, Sarah, five pop culture questions for you. I think I'm going to go there for lunch today. I can't get it out of my mind now. Five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 from her SDCCU checking account. Certificate rates are up at SDCCU. Visit SDCCU.com/great rates. It's reminding you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Rosie O'Donnell turned 61 this week. Rosie starred in this 1992 comedy about an all-female baseball team. Name it.
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Adam Sandler received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on Sunday night. Speakers included Conan O'Brien, Jennifer Aniston, and Drew Barrymore. Sandler played a slacker that wants to adopt either Cole or Dylan Sprouse in this 1999 movie, which is still considered Sandler's best comedy.
They're in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. I got it. Pass on that one, too.
Okay. Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria says that the common misconception about her is, quote, "I have big boobs, I'm blonde, and that's all I have." Euphoria airs on what premium cable network?
Stars.
Gwyneth Paltrow is expected to take the stand in a hit-and-run trial that kicks off today, accused of colliding with a man on a ski slope in Utah, giving him broken ribs and a concussion. What is the name of Gwyneth's lifestyle brand that offers ridiculous items like lady part candles?
Oh, Goop.
And finally, Gary Oldman had a birthday yesterday. He plays Sirius Black, one of Harry Potter's most beloved characters ever. What number Harry Potter book and movie is the character Sirius Black introduced? Just need a number.
The third.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. All right, Sarah, what you got going on today?
I'm headed to work. I work at Orion Construction in their estimating department.
All right. The numbers worker at the construction office. The most important employee at the construction office, obviously. Sarah started off a little cold, got hot at the end, got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Tammy, Rosie O'Donnell turned 61 this week. Rosie starred in this 1992 comedy about an all-female baseball team. Name it.
A League of Their Own.
Such a good movie. Sarah couldn't come up with it. 1-0 Tam. Tammy, Adam Sandler received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on Sunday night. Sandler played a slacker that wants to adopt either Cole or Dylan Sprouse in this 1999 movie, which is still considered Sandler's best comedy.
Big Daddy?
Yeah. I never thought at that point of his career that Adam Sandler could make a movie that would make me tear up with being touched by a movie, but that was a start. I did not know also that Adam Sandler is a classically trained actor at the legendary Strasberg School of Acting at New York University. Did you know that?
You making it up?
I swear to God. I did not know that. I was listening to him on a podcast recently, and I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, he can really act. Sarah did not know, so it's 2-0 Tammy. Tammy, Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria says that the common misconception about her is, quote, "I have big boobs, I'm blonde, and that's all I have." Euphoria airs on what premium cable network?
Is it HBO Max?
It's HBO.
Or HBO?
HBO. I'll give it to you. HBO's right. It's now 3-0 Tammy. Tammy, Gwyneth Paltrow expected to take the stand in the hit-and-run trial that kicks off today, accused of colliding with a man on a ski slope in Utah, giving him broken ribs and a concussion. What is the name of Gwyneth's lifestyle brand that offers ridiculous items like lady part candles?
I like how you called it that. Goop.
So relatable. She's just so relatable to the common gal, isn't she?
Totally.
Sarah knew that. So apparently it's working. Sarah knew it, so it's 4-1, Tammy. Gary Oldman had a birthday yesterday. Of course, he plays Sirius Black, one of Harry Potter's most beloved characters ever. What number Harry Potter book and movie is the character Sirius Black introduced? Just need a number.
Let's just go with 3.
That's right.
Always a guess. It's one of my favorite numbers.
I will go ahead and say it's the best Harry Potter movie. Some would argue Prisoner of Azkaban. Great book as well. And Sirius Black, man, such a great character. Sarah knew that. Was it a guess, Sarah, as well?
Partially. I was trying to remember which one it was. I love the Harry Potter series.
Today, Tammy finishes with a clean sweep, 5-2. You're going to get no money, but we've got a great prize for you for this weekend.
Yes, you're going to be joining us for KSON's Country Fest at Gallagher Square at Petco Park. You're going to see Lee Bryce, Parmalee, Easton Corbin, Dylan Carmichael, and Hannah Ellis, and you get to meet Lee Bryce.
Oh, you're going to love it, Sarah. Can't wait to see you. And best of all, sunshine, finally.
Finally.
I know. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon into the evening. Sarah, before you leave, unfortunately, we do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Sarah in Oceanside, and I flunked out of Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.